Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And as the Giants get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, interesting stat to share with you. 18 touchdowns so far the Eagles have, and 7 of them have come on special teams and defense. Here's Zach Diassi.
Yeah, they've had a very good run so far. You know, we have to just block our man. I mean, they're not doing any extraordinary rushes or anything. They're just good football players, and we just have to block our man and cover the ball.
So it's not schematic? They're simply, to this point, they're just beating guys?
Yeah, they've you know, on 2 block punts, one was a miscount, and the other was just beat with speed. To their credit, they're doing a great job. But, you know, we just have to, you know, try that much harder and execute our game plan.
All right, Paul, so special teams. I do believe it's going to come down to a big play on special teams, whether it's with the Giants or the Eagles, right?
Yeah, Darren Sproles is as tough as they come. This guy's averaging over 15 yards per punt return, Anita. He is deadly. And, you know, the thing about it is we've seen the Giants special teams have periodic breakdowns throughout the course of this season. They cannot afford, especially in hostile enemy territory, to be giving up a big momentum play like that.
What about Michael Cox? We know no Rashad Jennings, Michael Cox, now active off the practice squad. Can he help special teams?
I think he can. We saw during the preseason he's got tremendous speed. That helps in the coverage units. He's also not afraid to tackle people. He did some of that again during the course of the summer, so he might be one of the guys the Eagles have to watch for.
All right. There you have it, getting you ready for that Eagles matchup. Anita Marks, Paul Dottino for your Giants in 90.